Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Speak about this guy.
Mr. Scott Whitney. What? Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Applause. Oops. I'm a little rusty with the sound effects. Applause. Attaboy. All right, enough of that. I think what's affected me is it's been like flood zone here. I mean, thunder and lightning and rain. I just had some thunder. And it shook me up a little bit. Anyways, hey, welcome everybody, Living in Las Vegas podcast show here on the Vegas Video Network. I am your humble host, Scott Whitney. Boom! Lower third here, feeling pretty good. Today is a special bonus episode of the Living in Las Vegas show. Why? Why are we doing that? Because we felt you deserved it, that you needed it, that you wanted it. I felt people talking to me in my sleep. Scott, do a new show. All right. Now, this is version 2.0 of this. We're not live streaming this, and the good damn thing we didn't, because I did the first version of this, and there was this really groovy echo. If you really like echo, which is, you know, that'd be great if this was a 70s thing, and, you know, I was like, hey, baby, it's had some echo. But I screwed it up. It's been a while since I've done something here, and so we're going to do it again. The over and under, I actually have a pretty sharp over and under. I'm saying it's about 33 minutes or so I would say play the under, okay? So what are we going to do on the show today? The last time we spoke, episode 198, I believe the title of the show was The Vegas Video Network, or The Building of Vegas Video Network 2.0. And we talked about two things. We talked about the concept of a subscription or premium-based episode where you pay to watch and listen to the content. And then I also said, you know, this other business, it was kind of stealthy and didn't really say much about it. Well, I've been spending most of my time on this other business. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about both. And we're going to start with the other business. And so today, I'm very proud to say that we launched what's called the Vegas Video Co-op. Here's the website. Website is VegasVideoCoop.com, VegasVideoCoop.com. And the idea behind this is pretty exciting. I really like what's going on here. I like the feedback. I mean, the feedback has been outstanding. Let me kind of share with you a little bit about what it is that we're doing here. The thought is this. If I say to you, you know, if you don't have a strong online strategy, I'm sorry, a strong video strategy for your online presence, you're doomed. If I say that to you, it may not have a lot of juice because I'm a video guy. You know, Scott says you need to have video. Wow. It's very much like Santa Claus saying, I think Christmas is a good idea. You should buy gifts and have me come down the chimney. Yeah, that's not a big stretch. So what I wanted to do, I've always felt that, and I've gotten that kind of feedback from people, but I wanted to ensure that that was a real problem to be addressed here. So I was looking for evidence, either anecdotal or analytical, and found some. Part of it was, like I saw, I think it was an Adweek report that said that companies, businesses that do a steady stream of video, they're seeing their business improve. They're seeing bottom line sales as a result of that. And that's anecdotal and that's fine. But I found an analytical report that really speaks to this idea of video. And it was done by a company called Cisco, C-I-C-S-O. For those of you who don't know, Cisco really is the backbone of the internet. If there was no, if all Cisco stuff went away, the internet would go away. You know, all their routers and their switches and stuff, the internet kind of goes through there. So they can see what's happening. They can see the traffic. They're very much like the NSA, by the way, who is watching us right now, those bastards. Okay, so here's what the report, what Cisco says, according to their analytics, 57% of all internet bandwidth is video. 57% in 2012, this year. That number jumps to 69% in 2017. So you go, why is that? Well, it's because video is important to people. And if people are important to your business, which they are, and video is important to them, well, then guess what? Video should be important to you. That's just the way it is. And there's a lot of reasons why video is important from an online perspective. I mean, right now, most websites are electronic brochures. I mean, if you think about it, if you really think about it, your website's just a brick wall. It really is. And on the brick wall, you put a bunch of flyers, and those flyers are the words and pictures that you put on there. And I go to your brick wall, I go, yeah, well, I get your brick wall, I kind of get it. Do you know the average amount of time somebody spends on a website? It's a minute. Half those people leave in 8 seconds or less. It's because nobody thinks they're stupid. And so they go to your website, and they look at the words and go, yep, I pretty much get what you're all about. And boop, they go to the next guy on the list. And the list could be this long because of the Google. Right, so what video it does is it changes it. It human enables your website. It shrinks the getting to know you phase of the sales cycle. People think, oh yeah, websites shrink the sales cycle. BS. Websites extend the sales cycle. If there wasn't a website, I'd just call you and we would talk. But now instead of calling you, I'm just going to look at your website and I'm smart. So I'm going to decide whether you're in or not. The truth of the matter is, your online opportunity to make a first impression may be your only chance to have a meaningful sales conversation with somebody. That could be your only chance. And if all you're doing is writing words and doing pictures, and especially if you're in a competitive environment where you guys are all using about the same words, you got no chance to differentiate yourself. But smart video does that. It differentiates you from the competition. It separates you from the competitive herd. It allows you to establish your credibility without claiming it, but by actually demonstrating it. Most websites claim their credibility. We call that the drunk guy at the party syndrome. You tell me how smart you are, I'm guessing you're not that smart. But if you can demonstrate you're smart through a variety of techniques that we happen to do, holy crap, I kind of want to pick up the phone or whatever your call to action is. You know, pick up the phone, download something, you know, send an email, whatever it is. So the power there is huge. There's no question about it. That's the good news. The bad news is the cost and the time. You know, for a video, to do a video, a good video at a good studio, you're looking at $500 to several thousand dollars. Now, why is that? Well, you have to rent the stage and you have to rent the lights and the cameras and the recording equipment and the audio stuff. And by the way, once you got all that stuff, you don't know how to work that, right? So then you have to hire people to run all that stuff, the technicians and the directors and all that kind of good stuff. So you do all that, you pay all that money, and that's fine. And you get done, and you're like pretty excited. Most people are pretty excited after they do a video, and then they gotta wait, right? Weeks, maybe a month. So what started off as being really exciting and kind of fun, it becomes frustrating, right? And then, you know, we saw a little bit of the cost issue at the Vegas Video Network. So, you know, besides the content we do on the network, we have a lot of folks who've come in to do, you know, videos for their businesses. And it's a wide variety of folks. We've done videos for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and entertainers and companies big and small. And a lot of times we've found that people have come in to talk to me. And they were ready to go, but they just couldn't afford it. And, you know, because we were one of those guys that were charging, you know, $500 to several thousand dollars to do a good video. And so, you know, so a lot of people thought, well, then, you know, I got a buddy, I got a friend who's got a camera, or I'll do my own camera. And that, I guess that used to be okay. But, you know, the idea of a homemade, you know, homemade videos just are, they're not charming anymore, to be quite frank. It's an amateur attempt, and that's a reflection on you, from our opinion. And it's not a big leap to go, God, that guy's not working real hard on the video. That actually is his first step into the getting to know you phase. Is he going to put any work in my effort? Probably not. Or even if you are, probably not going to think you are. So this is a problem we solve. So again, what the Vegas Video Co-op is, there's the website again, is your own broadcast and video production studio without the six-figure investment. So what we've decided to do is give you access, to give the members access to the Vegas Video Network studios. Now, I'm not sure if you guys remember this or know this, but we've done over 800 live shows out of the studio or in remote places for the network. But we've also done over 200 videos for other people that you've never heard of before, maybe. Definitely not part of the network, but like I said, entrepreneurs and entertainers and companies of a variety of sizes. So we're taking this studio of ours and we're making it available to our members. And you know, oh, I wanted to show you this. Hold on. So here's, you know, a graphic of some of the, actually, let me put this up so it's like this. Twink. You know, some of these, I mean, you might recognize some of these photos here for those of you watching the video, but, you know, a lot of this, that one, that one, that one, that one, those were not part of the network, that one. So you can see we've done a lot of stuff here. And what we're saying is, as part of the membership, you get access to everything you see on that list. So 8 HD cameras at a time, full quality live switching, 16 channels of sound, wired mics, wireless mics, green screens, lighting grids, virtual sets, teleprompters, set pieces and lounges. And all of this content can be streamed live, which is really, really cool. Plus, we're not just going to give you the equipment and wave to you and say, hey, thanks for the money, we'll see ya. We're also going to give you the staff to run that stuff. So it's a matter of just getting in there and doing it, right? Which is pretty, pretty cool. Now, a lot of folks would be like, well, you know, that's great. And I'm about to show you the pricing, but what kind of videos can I do? And so what we've decided to do is part of the membership includes a free consultation place. So you come with us, you join with us, and you join one of the membership groups, and we'll sit down with you and we'll figure out what it is that you do. We'll review the previous work that you've done, whether it's online advertising or any kind of advertising or marketing. We'll look at your website, any previous videos you've done. And then we're going to sit down and figure out what it is that you should do. Here's an idea, by the way, of some of the ideas to help your, you know, help our clients kind of think about, well, what are the, some of the things that we could do besides, you know, podcasts, webinars, district learning or district distance learning, sales presentations, meetings, fan Q&A, talk shows, obviously comedy, music podcasts. I mean, the play here is pretty cool. So the question we get asked a lot, of course, is, well, what does this cost? And this is the interesting part. So when we started, excuse me for a minute, I have a little bit of red wine. So when we started this idea of the company, once I had the general idea wrapped up, you know, figured out for the co-op and I had an idea what the business model is, I developed the website, I built the website, and then I reached out to a handful of you know, very specific people to get their feedback on the business. And everybody loved the idea. I mean, it was effusive, but they all had the same feedback, which was, you're not charging enough. Who does that? And some of these people ended up being customers. And they're still telling me they're not charging enough. That's a pretty cool thing if you're trying to get into video and you don't have a lot of money. So we have set up these different membership levels. We call them silver, gold, and platinum. To make it really affordable to anybody. As you'll see here, let me go back to the website here. Boop, there we are. We have three different levels. We have a silver membership for 3 months, gold membership for 6 months, and a platinum membership for 12 months. And there is the pricing right there. So as you can see, there's silver, there's gold, there's platinum. Monthly, you're paying between $190 and $275 a month. Boom. That is pretty affordable. And nobody that we've talked to a fair number of people, nobody has said that's too much money here. It's just too much. That's pretty amazing to hear. And we're talking to people in big companies and who are, you know, on their own, solopreneurs, just trying to get a business off the ground even. And nobody is flinching at these numbers. So if you go to that website, that webpage, VegasVideoCoop.com, you'll see this pricing matrix for the different memberships, and it walks you through all the various options you have. You know, the consulting capabilities, how much studio time, the number of cameras, and the switching. And we also provide some education there. What is a virtual set? Well, if you hover over it, it brings up a virtual set. What's a lower third? You hover over it, you know, you can see what a lower third, you know, looks like. So all that content is there. Then at the very bottom, you can sign up for a monthly payment, or if you want an additional 10% off, all you have to do is do a single payment. So it's been really, really outstanding, the feedback. And like I said, we already have customers. Today we announced it. We made it available to everybody. Before, you had to have a password, and now you can get in and take a look. The other interesting thing about the Vegas Video Co-op is it now can act like a farm team, you know, like a farm team in baseball does. And what I mean by that is, if somebody comes on to, you know, into the co-op, is a member of the co-op, and they decide to do, you know, an ongoing series, a podcast of content, we can watch that, we can see that, and go, hey, wow, this is really good stuff. I think, you know, Vegas Video Network, the audience there would kind of dig what's going on. So I can have that conversation with the co-op members, right? I can say, hey, you know, you're distributing it through your website. That's great. If you'd like to widen your distribution, if you want to go through, you know, all of our syndicated partners, the iTunes, the YouTube, the Roku, and so on, you know, you can come aboard and we'll share it with that as well. So it's kind of a cool farm team thing as well. But at the same time, it really is available to anybody who recognizes that, again, without a strong video strategy for your online presence, you're doomed, you're at risk. So we're pretty excited about that. Tell a friend, as you will, if you will. All right, second piece. The Vegas Video Network. So I had told you in that last episode that the plan was to make it a subscription or premium-based network. And I'll be honest with you, the truth is I think it's worth it. I think the content that we were producing is worth the money. I think we're providing insight that wasn't being made available. I mean, we live here. We know what it's like to be a part of Vegas. And we were providing insight that other people weren't doing, which I thought was pretty cool. So, you know, part of that experience was the feedback I got from people, and it was immediate. I got a lot. This was interesting to me. I got a lot of really long emails from people. You know, I thought I would get the, you know, go screw yourself, Scott. I'm not paying. And by the way, we did get a number of those kinds of Facebook posts and Twitter folks. I'm not paying. All right, well, great. You know, like they were angry. You know, dude, it was free. Lighten up, man. But I got these really long emails, really thoughtful emails about what they thought. And it usually had, you know, the first part was, you know, their consideration and appreciation and some thoughts about it. And then almost everybody gave examples of other people who were doing premium content. So it was like they were all trying to coach me, which I thought was really cool, real sweet. You know, here's an idea that might work, and here's some people doing it, and then, you know, we listen to these guys, or we watch these guys, and they seem to be successful, so this might be something you want to look at. How cool is that? That our listeners and our viewers were trying to help us by showing us other people who were doing what we were thinking about doing. I mean, I thought that was just way, way, way cool. Everybody pretty much, with the exception of one guy who was a self-proclaimed hippie, and he believed that everything should be free, which my first thought was, how's that free electricity going? but everybody else said, I get it, I appreciate it, and you know what? I'm in. I'll subscribe. And how cool is that? So part of what I did when we took that break was, you know, besides building the co-op, part of the beginning part was, let's do due diligence, if you will, for this idea of a subscription or a premium channel. So as I was looking at it, I mean, part of the cost is rebuilding the website, the Vegas Video Network site, to make it a premium site. And there's what's called a membership site in that world. There's a cost involved with that. There's an infrastructure deal that was involved with that, just a time involved. But the other thing is storage. I mean, right now, all of our content was free. And as a result, the storage that we use for that, whether it was YouTube or another partner, didn't cost us anything, or it was incredibly inexpensive because we didn't care. We wanted anybody to download it from anywhere. I could count it, so it didn't matter. Just get it. Well, if you go into a a walled garden environment where I'm protecting all this content just for our subscribers, which is the right thing to do, well, there's a cost involved. And there's two parts of that cost. One of them is just the storage of the content. So I'm like, well, how much can that be? Well, the question is, how much content do you create? And we, I did an estimate. We were creating between 10 and 20 gigabytes of content, fresh content, a month. 20 gigs, 20 times 12 is what, 8? I don't know. It's 240 gigs every month or every year. That's a lot. And so you have to pay for that additional new storage. There's a cost involved with that. But wait, there's more. You also have to pay to stream that content. It's not just sitting on the hard drive. When somebody wants it, you got to pay for that stream, those gigabytes, that streaming bandwidth. You got to pay for that. So I'm looking at this, at all the different costs to do that. And I'm like, well, okay, I can see the break even, and we could probably break even and or probably make a little bit of money. But screw it. So the good news is the Vegas Video Network will not be a premium network. We're not going to be charging at this point. There's no desire to do that. So that's good. So given that, what we should do is kind of talk about the shows and what we're going to do. We're doing a big reset on the network here. And we talked about the first one, Pub Crawl. I did a blog post. It was about a month or so, probably a couple of weeks ago. And the blog post was called Last Call. And it spoke about Pub Crawl. And here's the deal about Pub Crawl. Dave and Alicia are great. Our very first show that we stream live, that we produced on the Vegas Video Network, was Pub Crawl. Done on a Wednesday. And, they just kept at it and kept at it, and they were great. Some inside news or inside scoop about Pub Crawl, though. I don't know how long ago it was, but if you notice, in the beginning, Pub Crawl was a weekly show. And there was a moment where it went from weekly to every other week. Well, here's the backstory of that. Dave and Alicia came to me and said, hey, look, we're kind of running out of story ideas. We're out doing these really elaborate pub crawls, and they were very elaborate. And we're kind of running out of things to do. So I think we need to take a break. And I was like, I completely get that. There's nothing wrong with that. You guys did, a couple years, I think it was, of shows. And you deserve a break. Thanks. No problem. So when they told me that, they did a show. We decided to go off and have some drinks and figure out how we were going to do a gentle bring down sequence for the show. But we're having a couple of drinks and we're talking about just stuff. And I think it was Dave came up with this idea of, if we could just do he mentioned a Hawaiian podcast that he listened to that just talks about one property, basically, or one thing. He goes, if we could do that, we could do, hundreds more episodes, because I could say, well, let's talk about TI. And we've been to all the places. We can speak about that with some intelligence, and we wouldn't have to go there because we've already been there. I'm like, God, that's a great idea. How often do we want to do that? Well, every other week would be great. Well, every other week it is. And so that's why we went to every other week, because, that made sense for them. And I was grateful. And then, as I think I said in the post, life happens, So they started Wicked Pizza. And listen, I know how much work it is to start a new business. I shut down the network so I could work on the Vegas Video Co-op. I've heard, I don't know firsthand, but starting a restaurant is much, much harder. The margins are thinner and the work is grueling and it's rough. And so these guys went from zero to Wicked Pizza. And that's hard work. And yet they never complained. They never said anything. They never said, I don't want to do it. But I thought, this is probably not the right thing for them. This is not fair to them. Because I also know that, those are the kind of friends, Dave and Alicia are the kind of friends that are really... they're loyal. They're good people. And so we decided, I don't remember the exact date, I said, let's have dinner, on me, let's go out for dinner. And so Dave and Alicia and Melissa and myself got together. And I basically said, look, you guys are doing this Wicked Pizza thing. I know how much work it is. I know how much work a video podcast is. It's much, much harder than an audio podcast. And then combining it with being live, there's no retakes. Holy crap, Amula. That's a lot of work. How about this? let's take a break. Let's put this show on hiatus. And they were completely, you know, appreciative of that opportunity. So that's what we did. I think the blog said it was going to be on hiatus. The truth is, there are no plans to bring Pub Crawl back. That doesn't mean we won't ever do another show. If Dave and Alicia came up to me tomorrow and said, God, I got a great idea for a one-off bonus show. Can we do it? I'd be like, yeah, we could absolutely do it. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. But I will say this. I want to thank Dave and Alicia again. I thanked them in the blog post. I thanked them personally, and I'm going to thank them right now. Those are the kind of friends that you want. You want friends who are charming and fun and funny and have a great work ethic. And those are the description of Dave and Alicia. So thank you very much for that, you guys. Then we have the Odds Couple. We're not going to be doing that show anymore for now. But the whole sports betting world environment is interesting to me. We've had some good success with that. We've done several shows. We started with Vegas Sports Day, which we did, I think, 120 some odd shows every day, Monday through Friday, for quite some time. It was a very well-received show. And then we did one with Scott Pritchard called Let's Bet, and that was a lot of fun. And then I brought Scott on to do The Odds Couple, and that was a great show. And so Scott's not going to be doing that anymore. He's off doing some other things. Good news, by the way, he's just started a new show. I think it's this week, called Pritchard's Pick, which will be on KSHP. So tune in to KSHP. I think it's 2:00. I think it's either Tuesday or Thursday. So Scott's going to be doing that. There are some people out there that I'm aware of here in Vegas that I think would be a good fit for The Odds Couple. So we're either going to, not really sure yet, either bring in folks to host it. And like I said, I've seen some people who are doing some good work in broadcasting. Or we'll just create another sports kind of show. Because I think there's a need for that and an audience for that. And it's kind of fun as well. So, but very much like Dave and Alicia, I want to thank Scott Pritchard for all the work he did on Odds Couple, along with Brett Grant, who really helped that show go to the next level when we were shooting it at KSHP. Brett is a broadcasting pro, which kind of brings up the radio shopping show. We were doing that also at KSHP. The concept, by the way, is fascinating, this radio shopping show. The first time I bumped into it, it was like in 2005 when we first moved here. And I was just, you know, going through the channels, what's Las Vegas like? And I, you know, landed on 1400 AM and there's people selling stuff at these unbelievable prices. And I was just so like, what the hell? I pulled into my driveway, didn't even know about the garage, just listened to this stuff for an hour going, this is awesome. And so it was pretty fun to actually have that show on the network. And so what's the status? It's unknown. They still want to do it. They're still, you know, considering when and how often they want to do it, and how to do that. So I don't really have an answer for that. We'll see what happens. But the folks at KSHP are great. Like I said, Brett Grant's a great guy. Everybody there has been very, very nice. And I'm hopeful. But I don't really know what's going to happen from there. Talk Tales is one of my favorite shows. I will tell you this. Right now, it's kind of up in the air. But man, I love that show. And I'll tell you what, Kelly Clinton - Holmes, boy, she is one of those folks who is just completely underappreciated for the capabilities she has. She is a very, very talented woman. Funny, you know, the singing, the comedy chops, the impressions. She's got it going on, man. And by the way, if you're here in town and you're here on a Monday, go check her out at the Bistro. I just forgot the name. Something Bistro. Oh, for the love of God, Scott. Nice having a stroke in the middle of a show. Anyways, down south, every Monday from 8:30 on. Good Bootlegger Bistro. Yeah, thank you. I'll be here all week. So she does a show down there every Monday night, and it's very good. There's some really, really impressive people who come down there. But for Talk Tales, like I said, kind of up in the air, not sure. We're looking at some options. I guess if I were to classify it, I'd probably classify it as undecided. And that leads us to the Living in Las Vegas show, our show here. And so, you know, with that, I'm going to tell you this, that, well, this will be our last show. We've decided not to do. Just kidding. Come on. Oh, I was only kidding. Oh, no. I know you're thinking, you know, go yourself. I know. No, we're going to keep doing this show. Don't you worry your pretty little heads, for those of you who are still watching right now. Here's what we're going to do, though. We're going to make some changes. First, we're going to move it back to this studio that you see right here. You know, this is where we started when it was just audio. And then when we brought in the video, we actually did video before there was a Vegas Video Network. And then when the Vegas Video Network started, it made sense for us to do all video here. So we set up cameras in the studio here. And then we moved it to the main Vegas Video Network studio. It was actually by accident. We had a failure with our TriCaster, so we moved over there and we started doing it there. And we got some good feedback. You know, it was nice being able to introduce other people. You know, you could see Jacob and you could see Pimp and Wayne, and we could have a live audience. That was fun. But we also got feedback that the energy of the show changed. And whereas when we were in this studio, when Melissa and I were talking, it was like we were just talking to each other and you were kind of overhearing it. And there was a certain charm to that kind of show. And when it moved to the main studio, that charm changed. It wasn't as charming, quite frankly. It was a lot of the feedback I got. And, you know, it was instead of me talking to Melissa and Melissa talking back to me, it was more like me talking to the audience, and Melissa was kind of just sitting in. And sometimes she felt kind of out of place. And you know, so some of that feedback about not being the same was from Melissa. You know, she didn't feel as engaged and part of the show, and she was right. So we've decided instead of, you know, continuing to do the show at the network studios, we're going to bring it back into the studio here. And hopefully bring back some of that discussion and charm and funness that we had before. And by the way, it's real stuff. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm not sure if we've talked about this before, but I would say 95%+ of, well, it might even be more, but let's say 95% of the friends that we have here in Vegas are directly related to the podcast, which is unbelievable. It speaks to the power of podcasts and online broadcasting. And so, you know, we appreciate that. And that feedback makes sense to us. So we're going to bring it back here. We are going to change the time of it. We'll probably go, we were at 6 o'clock. We'll probably go back to 7:30 or so. But I don't really have a time. I don't have a confirmed start date. And I'm still busy with the co-op. That's the top priority for me. And I really don't feel like I have a lot to say about what's happening in Vegas right now, especially in the beginning. I appreciated the break. I mean, we were working hard on the co-op, but it was nice not having the pressure, to be honest with you, of doing a show every week. So it was a break that was needed. It was, you know, energetic for me and helped me energize. And I'm not feeling overly compelled to do a show right away. But I will tell you this. There's a little guy in my head right now who's kind of saying, oh, that would be a good show. Oh, we could talk about that. So I'm starting to get the juices. I'm starting to feel like, oh, I think we might be able to get back in the saddle here. So I don't have a confirmed date. I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly when we're going to start again with the Living in Las Vegas show. But it will happen. The itch has begun, and there is no cream for it. So I will be coming back. Melissa and I will be coming back. So that's it. That's the big deal here. Let's do what we used to do. Ah, that's nice. I want to thank everybody who has sent really supportive emails and Twitters and Facebook stuff. Supporting what it is that we're doing. It's very, very cool. Listen, I don't underestimate the power of people who enjoy what we're doing and who've taken the time to talk to us. A lot of people don't get that kind of feedback on the jobs they have. I'm one of the fortunate ones, and I really, really appreciate all that you guys do for us. Again, I would ask you guys to support the co-op. Let me bring that website back up for you guys again. There it is. Whoop. It's good stuff. I'm proud of it. As I said, the feedback has been outstanding. And it's VegasVideoCoop.com. Please tell your friends about this, especially if you live in Las Vegas. But guess what? Even if you don't live in Las Vegas, you should be telling your friends about this. Because guess what? Business write-off, ladies and gentlemen. You can come here once a month. Once a month. Come in, do great videos, get your videos, go back, and the whole thing's a write-off. It's pretty cool. So it works for whether you live in Vegas or not. I think that's it. I think that's all there is to say, right? it's good getting back. I hope you enjoyed the update, and I hope you guys stick with us while we're going through these changes, and we're doing the co-op stuff, and we're working on the other content for the Vegas Video Network. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you very much for playing along. We'll see you soon, I'm guessing, if all goes well. And I think that's it. Take care, everybody.